Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday. Want to sauce it up and sizzle it up, honey. You know, everything around here is sizzling. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. You know, I don't even know when stuff ain't sizzling. Everything around here is so hot. You know what I'm saying? I got to have a sizzle, a snap, a crackle, a pop. You know, I don't like dull things. Everybody has to be popping like popcorn. You know what I'm saying. So listen. It's still cloudy. There ain't nothing new. There ain't nothing new. It's still cloudy. 30 degrees. It's January 21st, 2023. 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to put it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Now listen, y'all, I always give special credit to Karan Batorti because I'm telling you, he came on the Fierce Female Network. It ain't been the same since. That little Indian man was moving them hips from side to side and playing this music, and I'm telling you, it was just hot up in here. So I have to always salute Karan Batorti because he really is special. You know what I'm saying? Moving hips from side to side, swivel around and up and down, baby. Listen, anytime you put on some jeans, anytime you put on some straight blue jeans, listen up in here. He wears skinny blue jeans, and when he's swiveling them hips from side to side, I mean, he instantly turns into Elvis Presley. Do you hear me up in here? Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, gumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gumbarum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumbarum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumbago, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve. Get on and ride that horse, Gumbarum. Let me tell y'all something. Steve is really something. I am telling you, he is the hardest working retired person I know. Yes, he is. He is retired, but he is the hardest working person I know. And I'm telling you, he's really something else. Now, listen. I got some really super bad music on today. Yes, I do. I got some bad music on today. Gonna put it down on you, my darling. But before I get into the music, and before I get into the book, I told you guys earlier today, I was going to dissect a section of the book, The Restricted Gallery, honey. It's going to be going on right now. So listen, you guys on Facebook, you know we on Facebook. We live on Facebook. We dream on Facebook and everything else. Use the keyword, The Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Use the keyword and give it a like, and I will greatly appreciate it. You know what? Why y'all let it go over the positive side? Because something's going on. Something's sizzling over there. It's P-O-D-E-R-C-I-S-C. And positive side means exercising positive thinking. Exercising positive thinking. Okay, so positive side is exercising positive thinking. That is what positive side is. Positivizing your mind. Okay, now listen. We're going to get on down into it, babe. We're going to cook, sizzle, and burn, babe. We're going to do this up in here. Then we're going to get into some delicious Rona music. You hear what I'm saying? I almost said I was thinking about some ramen noodles. Y'all ever been on a real tight budget? You ain't know what you was going to eat. Listen, see, I've been there, done that. You ever been on a budget? Or you didn't even have a budget to budget. Listen, I've been there, too, when I didn't even have a dollar to budget. So listen, and you was eating romaine noodles, however you want to say it. I was eating them noodles and everything, scratching my noodles from Wednesday to Friday, and then scratching them again from Friday to Sunday. You know, now that's pretty tough. If you're going to take one pack of romaine noodles and scratch it out for 6 days, you're a pretty bad bummer. I'm telling you, you pretty bad. Now, listen, I ain't trying to go back there. I sure enough ain't. Listen, I ain't trying to go back to the days when I cooked the meal in a coffee pot. You hear what I'm saying up in here. Oh, Lord, today. Listen, let's do this thing. I ain't trying to go down memory lane with y'all. I'm pretty sure y'all might want to hear, but listen. Listen. Let's get it in. Listen, this is about author Josh Dome. His last name is spelled D-O-M-I-T-Z. And I'm really interested in doing this. Now, y'all, now this is my dissected version. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read a paragraph from his book, The Restricted Gallery, okay, because it got really interesting when I read the paragraph. When I first read this paragraph, I was like, ooh-wee, this is different. And it took me a couple of days. See, I like things that massage my mind. If I see something and I read something and it's not massaging my mind, it's not doing the job, okay? So listen. His first paragraph, the prologue, it massaged my pillow. Okay, at first I was like, oh, wow, this is really something. So listen, guys, I want you to hop on over to Amazon. I feel like doing a read-along. I feel like we got to be doing a read-along with this book. So listen, hop over to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and you can find this book really easily. I'm going to put the links on the bio on this particular broadcast. But if you're over there now, his first name is Josh. Last name is spelled D-O-M-I-T-Z. Now, listen, y'all, check this out. I'm going to do this up in here. So his book begins this way. He states in his writings, I have to stay away from human beings because somehow I am not one. Now, that's the so that is the first sentence in the prologue. That's his first sentence. What do you guys think about that first sentence? I'm going to read it again, just in case if you're not on Amazon now. It says, I have to stay away from human beings. I'm going to pause right there. I have to stay away from human beings. Why do you think he's saying he has to stay away from human beings? Now, of course, everyone that walks on earth is a human being. But to me, he's going deeper than a human being. It's saying to me, he has to stay from human beings that's walking the earth that seems to be a little bit on the other side. You know what I'm saying. So listen, he says, I have to stay away from human beings because somehow I am not one. So to me, he's saying he is not in the class of human beings. He's in a different class of human beings. Now, I think that's really interesting. It's just like, let me create a picture this way. It's just like jelly beans. Everybody pretty much loves jelly beans. So you've got two bowls of jelly beans, right? In the bowl, you've got them full of jelly beans, and they all look the same, right? They look the same. Nothing looks different. But the thing is, one has gourmet jelly beans, and the other just has regular jelly beans. So there's a difference. It's the same thing with human beings. Human beings are walking around, but there's all different classes of human beings because everyone has a different intellectual level. And now, if you take a look at the sentence, I have to stay away from human beings because somehow I am not one. To me, he's saying he's separating himself from the class of human being that is operating on a different level that's lower than where he is. But he is not saying lower to the fact that he's looking down or condescending. That is not what I'm saying here. I am simply dissecting what he has written, and I'm intellectually interpreting what he's saying from my point of view and my opinion. So listen, he's saying, I am not one. So we don't want to be like human beings that's walking around and being condescending or looking down on someone else, right? And so then he goes on to say, everything that is real for me is a hallucination for others. Now listen, we could take a look at that as if he's walking maybe in a spiritual realm, right? And so let me read that again. Everything that is real for me is a hallucination for others. So listen, he's already creating a platform for his book. He's already setting it up. He's setting it up, right? So others are seeing it as a hallucination. For him, it is a hallucination for others. So listen, let me do it this way. Let me slow down. Let me do it this way. Sometimes what people see, they think they're seeing the real thing, but they're not seeing the real thing. They're seeing a hallucination. So listen, when you look in the, I have to relate things to spiritual world. I just can't help it. That's just who I am. So for me, spiritually, when people look at things and they may say, well, it's a hallucination for others. So for me, I'm going to say that he's looking through the glasses of maybe spirituality. Everything that is real for me is a hallucination for others. So we can look at this in two different terms. I'm looking at it in a spiritual sense. Other people are seeing a hallucination. So they could be, you know, having a hallucination from blunt. Maybe they're enter into a world that's altered. Listen, let me tell you something. We can interpret this however we like. You know, I'm just saying for right now, I'm going to interpret it this way. Sometimes people can enter an altered world by what? Eating mushrooms, eating things that will alter your mind, and you'll see things as hallucinations. So listen, everything that is real for me is a hallucination for others. The hardest thing about life is having to face the horrible reality that every day is not to be like one dreams and hopes of what some future day might be. Let the flesh grow old, crumble. What are my great expectations and what have I done? What have you done? So listen, let me tell you something. What have you done when you sit and think? Now, I'm a reflective person. I am a person that meditates and reflects all the time. So what have you done? I'm taking it this way. What are my great expectations? What are your expectations? What are you expecting? Let's look at it in 2023. I am expecting great things in 2023. I expect great things to happen. So one person says it's the year of Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan's basketball number was 23. My thing is this. Let's do this. I feel like a huge mountain. I feel like a huge mountain. Right now, I really do. So I'm like, let's do this. Let's do this. Whatever your goals is, let's crush our goals. Let's get it done. This is the year to get it done. So listen, let the flesh grow old, he says. Let the flesh grow old, crumble. Because it is. The flesh is going to grow old and come to crumble. Nobody wants to grow old. Nobody wants to feel old. Nobody wants to look old. But guess what? Your flesh is going to eventually crumble. Yeah, it is. We cannot prevent our flesh from crumbling. What are my great expectations and what have I done? To me, it feels reflective. It feels like a reflection from what, from the past. What have I done? What have I accomplished? What have I done in my life? So listen, I'm going to go a little bit further. And then he says in the next paragraph, there are four chefs that have either made it to TV or written books that have inspired me over the last 24 years of my cooking life. There you have it. Jeremiah Towers, the late and great Anthony Bourdain, and Gordon Ramsay. I love me some Gordon Ramsay. So listen, I'm thinking, now he's writing from his food and beverage experiences. He's been in food and beverage industry for over 24 years. And so he says, there are four chefs that have either made it to TV or written books that have inspired me over the last 24 years. So that's what he's talking about. Let's set the premise. So I'm setting the premise for you. So let's think now. He is a food and beverage. He's been in food and beverage for over 24 years, and he's just talking about there are four chefs that have either made it to TV or written books about it. And listen, what's the other guy? He's got the what do you call it, oven? The air fryer oven. Bugassi? What's his name, Bugassi? So listen. I know exactly what he's saying. I can't even imagine how he feels being in the food and beverage industry for over 24 years. And he's right. There are certain chefs that have made it to TV or written books about it. Think about Rachel Wright, and she does cooking. Well, I wouldn't call her like a chef, but she does cooking. She does recipes, and she's made it to television with her recipes. Right? She's done that. And then Martha Stewart, I don't consider her no chef neither. I really don't. I don't know why I said that. I don't consider Martha Stewart no chef. She ain't chefing for nobody. But she's made it to television. She's made it to television, right? And she does what she do. Now, listen, I don't want to start putting people in different categories. But listen, When I think of a chef, I think of Gordon Ramsay. I really do. You know, and some of the other greats that cook for different people made it to television, have different TV shows. And so, listen, I want you guys to check out this book. Once again, it's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. Listen, it is by Josh. Last name is spelled D-O-M-I-T-Z, Josh Dome. So listen, and I'm going to tell you something here. He wants you to follow him on the unique adventures of his life, all the ups and downs of working in the food and beverage world, his struggles with ADHD, all the people that helped him on his life journey. Now listen, I'm going to pause right here because ADHD is not easy. You know, that's attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And he says, I believe I'm getting rid of so many different levels for different things. But listen, so his struggles with it, and I can't even imagine, you know, working in food and beverage. Now, this is just me. You know, this is just my opinion. I can't even imagine working in food and beverage attention deficit. Now, can you imagine the recipes, being able to get the recipes, and if you have attention deficit and hyperactivity, a hyper disorder, hyperactivity disorder. Can you imagine? Attention deficit. Could you imagine looking at a recipe, and you guys know how recipes are. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention. Then I guess I'm going to get into some music. But listen, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to get into the music. Can you imagine from his standpoint, someone that struggled with ADHD, attention deficit. We're going to look at that part. Attention deficit disorder, right? And you're looking at the recipes. And if you have a situation with attention deficit, you got to pay attention. If you're looking at a recipe and you read a few lines, you're easily distracted to something else. Now you can't walk away. You can't do one other thing. You might come back and start doing something else. So that's a struggle. That's a struggle. And this is what he's writing about. He's writing, it's an autobiography, and he's writing about how he's went through the struggle, how someone helped him. Now, it's not easy. You're probably thinking, oh, that's not much to have attention deficit and then being able to do a recipe. Well, yeah, it is something. It is something. It's a really huge thing because guess what? You know, you can be doing a recipe and you walk away and you come back. You probably might have forgot that you was doing something and start doing something else. So listen, but he learned to deal with the struggle, somebody that helped him on his life journey. And he also talks about Ukraine. I really want to read that part as well. His time spent in Ukraine before the war and during the war. So he's got a lot to share. He has a lot to share. He really does. He has a lot to share. Once again, it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's. The Restricted Galley. That's the name of the book by Josh, D-O-M-I-T-Z. The last name is D-O-M-I-T-Z. I love the way he picked the title, The Restricted Galley. I still thinking I'm going to read something down in that book that I should be reading. Okay. So I got some music up in here. And I think I'm going to play Calls Me Friend by my friend, Osami. This song is about mental illness and his anxiety. He has anxiety and things like that. And so he wrote a song about it, Calls Me Friends. I think it's the perfect time to play the song. Check this out. This is Calls Me Friends. He's talking about, is it chemical? He calls it friend. And so, listen, he's saying, like, is it delusional? So, ADHD, you know, I was talking about that earlier, and I'm pretty much out of time. I'm going to say this. So, ADHD, what I was saying earlier, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, okay? And so that can be a problem if you're cooking and you're trying to do a recipe. I can't even imagine. You know what I'm talking about? So, listen, you got to get the book. Take a look at it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. I got some more music for you. Up in here, I got me some Ryan Curran. I love me some Ryan. Now, listen, I'm going to sing with him one day. I'm sure enough he is. Go sing with him. But listen, you know, I'm going to do something different. Not Ryan. It's going to be Dynamite by the band BTS. BTS, they asked me to promote them back on their last concert in Korea, October 15th. The date was October 15th in Korea. So listen, let's do Dynamite, 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 Dynamite.
Because I'm in his destiny. So it's me, breathe the fight and set the nightlight. Shoes on, get up in the morning, come for me, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, running on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of the room. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea, and I get my ping pong. Ha! This is dead heaven, can't hit a baseball, I'm ready. Life's sweet as honey, yeah, this beat shade like money. Ha! Disco overload, I'm into that, I'm good to go. I'm dynamite, you know I glow. Hey, let's go! Cause I'm in the start tonight. So watch me breathe the fire, set the nightlight. Hey! Shining through the city with a little funky soul. Light it up like dynamite. Bring a friend, join the crowd. Whoever wanna come along. Roll up, chop, chop, just move right up the world. Tail lights, guide the lights, so we dance to first dawn. Ladies and gentlemen, I got some medicine for you to keep your eyes on the ball. Huh, fit it, get it, have it, can you hear the bass? Boom, I'm ready. Love it, dread it, honey, yeah, this makes your chain like money. Huh. In disco overload, I'm into that, I'm good to go, I'm diamond, you know I'm glow.
Let's go!
Cause I'm in a stop tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the nightlight.
Hey!
Shining through the city with a little focus star. Light it up like dynamite.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Shining through the city with a little focus star. Light it up like dynamite. Yeah, I'm in touch tonight. Touch me, bring the fire, set the night alight.
All right, all right, all right. Let's do this. Let's do this. 2023. Let's light it up like dynamite. I don't know. For some reason, I'm expecting something really huge. I don't know what it is. But I just got that feeling, y'all. You know, let's light it up like dynamite this year. Let's do it. Let's crush it. Let's do it. So listen, while the music was going, I tweeted about Josh's book on Twitter. I didn't get that many follows on Twitter. It's just about over 5,000. You know what I'm saying up here. So listen, I just put it out there, the cover of his book on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Let's boost this thing. I told you I had a surprise for Josh. But Josh had a surprise for Josh. And, yeah, he's got a special promotion going on for his book because, you know what, he just published his book December 2022. Josh just published the book. So I just thought I thought it would be a nice thing to go ahead and do a special promotion for him. And I did that. I did that, and I can't wait to see what's happening, what's the result. Yeah, I did. Yeah, it is. And, you know, you got to play it forward. So I thought I would do it and get somebody to do some more promotion. Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you like to write. There is nothing like writing. Writing is so beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing that you can ever do in your whole wide life. Your whole wide life. Not your little life, but your whole wide life. Not the whole wide world. Right? I said things different. Not the whole wide world, your life, your whole wide life. Because you know what? You got a wide life to live. No one has a little life to live. You know what I'm saying? What is that? Like the them stories, the soap operas. What is it? A life, the little, a life to live, one life to live. Yeah, we got one life to live. But listen, it's not a little life. It's a wide life. It's as huge as you want it to be, Jesus Christ. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast with this song, this time talking about Josh's book, The Restricted Gallery, The Restricted Gal. So yeah, I put it out on Twitter, and I did also put it on Tumble, so people can see it and click the link, go to the story, go to the book, go to Amazon, and it's going to be fantastic and fabulous. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And especially words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.